Good morning, inspired friends. It is 8:56 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, April 14th, and you are listening to another Live Inspired radio podcast. This is Live Inspired number 14, and this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com. Today's topic is about, I'm sharing another miracle that has happened in my life. And I'm going to be talking about some tips on setting intentions so that you can sort of deal with some of the things going on in your life and attract things that you want to attract or confront things that you need to confront. And it's all about setting intentions on those things. That's going to be my little inspired tip of the week. So this post was actually inspired by the word of the week, which I always get on Fridays. And the word of the week is relief. And so I'm talking on the blog about a situation in my life, which I refer to as the thing I've just had a weight lifted off my shoulders, and I've had a big relief in getting rid of this weight. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And since I missed Poetic Friday, and April is national or international, not sure which, Poetry Month, I'm going to start off by reading a poem on the word relief for you. This is not a poem that I wrote. It is, I'm trying to find the author. It says the author is David Harris. Relief flows over you like an ocean breeze, cool, refreshing, with a lift. It brushes away the strife your life was clogged with that dragged your soul down. Relief lifts you up from the depths that have saddened your soul, making you feel whole again, ridding you of the feelings that have slated your life. Relief now lifts you, and gone is the emotional turmoil that blighted your being. Refreshed you feel, a new wellspring in which your life can unfold. And that is exactly how I feel. I happened to find this poem, and it's exactly how I felt when I heard the word relief last week and with the situation I've been dealing with, because I had this obstacle, if you will, a big boulder in my path, in my inspired path. I've had this big boulder in my way, sort of looming its way in the background the past couple of years here. It's something that I would say it's been there for a while now, but in the past year, I started setting my intention on doing something about it. And it's just been one of those things that nags at you, like a constant source of irritation, a lot of anxiety and fear and worry wrapped around it. And so I know a lot of you can probably relate to that. And so I want to offer you some encouragement today. If I can offer you some comfort for your heart and some encouragement and hope, that if you have situations going on in your life that have sort of happened beyond your control, and excuse me, I'm recovering from a cold, so I might cough every now and then. But if you have situations in your life that have been beyond your control and they are causing you anxiety, if you've ever been putting something off because of fear or been procrastinating with something, if you ever have had that what if feeling or that hopeless feeling, have you ever known before, had this feeling where you are not sure how something is going to work itself out? You might be finding yourself in a situation or with a thing, whatever your personal boulder is in your path. Or it could be a little stone in your shoe, or it could be a big boulder or mountain, whatever the size of it is, but where you just didn't know the how. You didn't know how it was going to work itself out, and because of that, it's just been a constant aggravation maybe or some worry for you. So there's a blog post I wrote on this, and I won't be able to cover the whole blog post in this 10-minute podcast. If you'd like to read the whole story about the miracle that I received this week, or last week actually, you can go to WeLiveInspired.com, and the title of this blog post is My Latest Miracle Plus Tips on Setting Intentions. So you can just look for that on the main page, or you can type it in the search, My Latest Miracle Plus Tips on Setting Intentions. I'll also put a link at the bottom of this podcast for you. So this thing that had been looming in the background, I didn't know. I knew that there was two outcomes. It could either go the way that I wanted to, which would be the easy way, and I was praying that that would be the outcome that I would have, that it would be something that could be handled with ease so that I could move upward and onward with my life. And then I also knew that there was a possibility, and at times it seemed like a very big possibility, realistically, that it could not go the way that I want, and that it could be an even bigger obstacle, and that it could be something that I would really struggle potentially with confronting. So I wasn't sure what the how was going to be, but anyway, I had started putting my intention on this thing. And talking about it, and with a few people I trusted, and I went to bed this one night last week, and I just was writing out my to-do list. A lot of times before I go to sleep, if I have stuff ruminating in my head for the week, I will write down all of my goals, and I'll write down some things on my to-do list that I would like to accomplish that week, and then it just kind of helps me set my intention for the week, but it also relieves my mind so that I can rest. I don't have to think about those things. I can let them go for the night and then deal with it the next day when I get up. So I had done that, and I procrastinated on writing down the thing. I wrote everything else done that I down that I wanted to set my intention on, but when it came to the thing, the big boulder in my path, I almost didn't write it down. And then, just on a whim, before I went to bed, I thought, you know what? I'm gonna write this down as my goal. I don't know the how. I don't know how I'm gonna fix this. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I am just going to write it down. And so I wrote it down in bold as my goal for the week. I woke up the next day, not knowing that a miracle person had come along and fixed the thing for me. I went about my whole day preparing for company for the next day, cleaning the house and doing all of the some cooking and cleaning and scrubbing and all of that. And when it came to the end of the night and I was all wore out from the cleaning, I received a phone call, or actually I called someone and they told me that somebody had some news to tell me, and they connected me with this person on the phone. And this miracle person is somebody that's newer in my life. And anyway, this person had went on my behalf and used a connection that they had to take care of the boulder that was in my path. And they were able to take care of that boulder with the outcome that I had been hoping for. This person didn't know that I didn't ask this person for help, number one. Number two, they didn't know that just the night before I had written this intention down in my day planner for the week, not knowing then how it would work itself out. And lo and behold, God took care of that right away. And hence my miracle. The next day I wake up and it is taken care of, and that boulder has been removed. And this is a boulder that's been looming there for a couple years at least, like I said. So this is a big, huge relief. Speaking of relief. So now we're getting toward the end of the podcast, but I want you to think about, I hope you're just really encouraged and inspired by that, that a boulder could also be removed from your path. But even if it's not a boulder, these are some good tips on the blog for setting intentions, even if they're smaller goals, whatever you want to accomplish for the week. Number one, my tip would be to start setting your intention on whatever it is that you want to attract or confront. Number two, brainstorm solutions or steps you can take towards that thing if you need to. Just don't get too much caught up in the how as to how, it's going to all work itself out, because that worry and that how can be a stopper. Number three and four, start magnifying that intention. Magnify the intention by talking about it with people that you trust. Talk about your fears about it if you need to, and then talk about the outcome that you'd like. More importantly, start seeing yourself getting that outcome, and how do you feel if you get the outcome you desire? Magnify this intention even more by writing it down. Write down your intention of what you'd like to happen. Then you must let go and let God, because sometimes we can't, work it all out ourselves. So that's the final thing, is let go and let God. Turn it over to Him, and He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. And those are my tips for setting intentions this week and for living inspired. So repeat those as necessary. I hope that they offer